Please just introduce yourself and just explain more about your work and your exhibitions that you had before.
Okay, my name is Cedric. I live in Réunion Island. I made a little character in clay, plastic clay, for tourists and for me, for not really artistic things, but just to make. I'm a maker. I don't think I'm an artist, but I'm thinking I am a maker. I'm built things. I'm built things, and first I'm making just a not moving character,
still
character, and I want I want to. J'ai eu envie plutôt.
I wanted to
move this character because yes, I just want to move this.
Make it come to life.
Making come to life, and I make a short movie in animation, stop moving animation with clay, with child clay, and I made two for myself. And after I went to the association or city around to make this this animation with child, and I make little thing artistic or not, and the video come with a short movie, and I decide to make other things with no clay, just with people or just artistic video or just things.
Elements of nature
too.
Okay, I kind of can say just expressing your feeling. So with art, it can be by just making a short movie or just maybe with the picture, just expressing, you know, your feeling, right?
Yes and no. I don't have idea before making things. I'm making things, and before I'm thinking about what I make, why I make that, but in the first time, just make. Don't think about I made this because it's this. No, just make. And after, sometimes thinking about, sometimes no thinking, just making. C'est clair?
If I may. He's usually he just wants things to exist, and so he makes them.
Yes, voilà, that's it.
So because this question I ask about all members, so you decided to come to Auroville because of the group decisions, or you before you came here? So how did
you
decide?
For me, it's because the group decision. The group says go to Auroville. I say okay. And I go. I never go in India, never here, so why not?
And how is your experience with this exhibition? How you see that?
I don't make a lot of exhibition. I just make one big with a big character in
cardboard.
And I just make one of two, maybe three exhibition. I'm not habitué.
Used.
I'm not used to exhibition, but it's cool.
So my name is Christiane. I live in Réunion Island. I'm a painter, and I do movies too, photography, and installations. I went in Auroville in 2009 with another group to work together and then to exhibit. And I'd like to have another experiment of this work, of this way of work. So that's a reason of my prison, or my
coming here,
of my coming here.
How many exhibitions did you have?
Monographic exhibitions about 10. Collective exhibition about 10 too.
How you see this gallery here? Are you satisfied, or maybe you are going back again and to have exhibition here?
I don't know if I coming back again, but for me it's very important to be to exhibit here, because it's Auroville. By the same, it's India. It's not only Auroville. This building is not only an Aurovillian one. So it's very important for me.
Okay, I'm Valerie. I'm a photographer. I exhibit maybe once or twice a year, because I work for an NGO in the Reunion Island, so that doesn't leave me much time for my personal work. And so I'm very happy to be here, and it gives me an opportunity to concentrate solely on working and artistic projects. So I'm very happy to be here. I can say, as a photographer, I focus on landscapes, and I try to capture moments when one can, how can I say that, one can feel the stillness of the moment, like just the way sometimes when you look at the everything that's around you, you feel the world stills and the moment is suspended and you are one with everything around you. That doesn't happen very often. And so when I go and do photography, I go especially, I don't carry my camera all around me. I just decide, I go somewhere and I try to capture the place. And so I work with series. Many of us, we work as series, always.
What is usually the theme of your photography? You just like to take a picture from the nature, or...
No, it's really. Usually it is in nature, but it also can be in a city. It really doesn't matter. I try to pick out places where an interior silence can take place, where there is nothing shouts at you. Just you have to be try about awareness about what's around, and so that can happen anywhere. You just decide. Anywhere that calls, you know, you feel something special about that place. I try and look for these places. Sometimes you just drive every day from work and you pass a place. And every time you tell yourself, maybe I should stop here because this feels special. And then when I decide to go and do photography, then I go to this place or these places. And then I take the time, maybe 1 hour, 2 hours, and I just crouch on the ground and take little things and sometimes just... really back from the landscape and just try to capture.
Why did you choose Auroville? It was a group decision, or it was a personal decision?
First, it was because Christiane, another member of the collective, she did another residency here in 2009, and she told us about Auroville. And then once she told us about that, we did a little research and we found out that Auroville is a place for mixed culture. Every culture meets here with a lot of peace and tranquility, and so we wanted to come here because of this very special like the charter. We quite agree with the charter. We inside the collective we try to be as very attentive to everyone and making sure no one is left aside. There is no leader in the collective.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.